This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, conjuring up a lawsuit. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Not to worry, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire have triumphed once again. This time the threat to Harry was a copyright claim brought against J.K. Rowling by the estate of Adrian Jacobs, who'd written a book back in 1987 called Willy the Wizard. Willy lived in Lividland and participated in the Year of the Wizards contest for a chance to win life membership in Stellar Land, which is every wizard's dream of retirement. The book was only 32 pages long, 16 of which were pictures. Goblet of Fire, on the other hand, is the fourth book in an award-winning seven-book series. It's 734 pages long, almost all of which is text. And the court concluded there are stark differences between Goblet of Fire and Jacob's one-dimensional book, which, quote, lacks any cohesive element. So the judge dismissed the lawsuit, sending it resoundingly into the netherworld. And to quote Harry Potter, "Sounds evil to me, my lord." This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.